Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Aprovecha los deals de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra en grande con nuestras ofertas de esta temporada, como 25% de descuento en árboles de Navidad artificiales preiluminados selectos. Además, antes del corre-corre de Black Friday, obtén gratis herramientas selectas DeWalt, Cobalt o Craftsman cuando compras una batería o un kit selecto. Porque, seamos honestos, lo gratis nos encanta. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3 hasta agotar existencia. Selección varía por lugar.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Happy Thursday, Wednesday to you. Got a day ahead of myself. Thursday, tomorrow, is KMOX Day, 11/20. Very clever. And since it's our 100-year anniversary on Christmas Eve, we are going to blow it out tomorrow. And all of the different talent are switching shows and switching partners. And I'll be on from 10 to noon with Amy and Charlie Brennan and Bob Costas and my friend John Carney. Wheels are going to be on from, I think, 4 p.m.?
I think it's 5 to up till we get to basketball.
To the end,
so
okay.
We get to Milligan's basketball.
It would be
Matt and I. We have Dan Dierdorf. And
that's great.
We're going to have Mike Kelly on Mizzou. And, yeah, it'll be great.
Is Dan's not coming in, is he?
I don't know.
Man, if he comes in, I'm coming back.
All I know is that tomorrow for the show, for the day and for the show, I'm wearing my throwback Dan Dierdorf big red football jersey.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm so glad you have your outfit picked out, too, because, like, this past weekend, I'm like, what am I going to wear on KMOX Day?
Bud Light jersey for me.
Bud Light jersey?
Yeah,
nice.
It's my favorite shirt.
Oh, and we're going to have Rammer, too, but that'll be kind of, right in the lead up to the Billiken, so that'll be cool.
Yeah, that's great.
Rammer.
Bernie's with us, too.
I wish I could do
so
your
shift. So Matt and Bernie and I are going to be hanging out. It'll be the three of us, and then we'll have these guys rolling in.
That'll be cool. And I want to give a special shout-out to my client and my friends at Zero Res. Studio B, the main studio for KMOX, is a little worse for wear. It's a little stained. It's a little threadbare. And we called our friend Kyle from Zero Res, who comes and does the show every now and then, and on hours notice they're here right now cleaning Studio B.
Isn't that cool of them?
Awesome.
And they're going to offer some kind of a crazy deal, and we'll be telling you about that in the days to come. But thank you to Zero Res, and thank you to Kyle.
They're awesome. They've been with the show for so long.
Love and they're such good people. Janelle's here.
Hi.
And you were talking about what's the formal name of it?
Wicked for Good.
For Good.
Yes, the part two.
And so I have not seen the play. I've never read the book. I saw the first installment with the girls over, I think it was last Christmas.
Sure.
And enjoyed it.
Okay.
You know,
most people did.
Yeah, I'm not quite as anti-musical as my friend Kevin Wheeler, but it's not my typical go-to, but I thought it was very good. Not so much on two.
Oh, no. Two is rough.
Oh, no.
Yeah, two is rough.
It's going to break hearts out there.
Yeah. You can already tell by the way they are marketing online for this movie because the critics' reviews that are coming through, I think the embargo broke on Monday, they're not good. And so they've kind of shifted their marketing to, well, if you enjoyed the play.
Yeah. What are you going to do, not see it?
If you really enjoyed the first one, why don't you just come here and wrap this up.
And see, for people like me that aren't Wicked people, I probably won't see two now.
I mean, unless you're just curious about how it bleeds off to Wizard of Oz or the ties that it has with Wizard of Oz, because that's what the second part leans heavily into, is how it ties into what we grew up knowing about the Wicked Witch and the Wizard of Oz and Glinda the Good Witch.
So did they leave the formula that was working?
It's just that the second part is a little bit darker because of the transition in story. You're going from this, you know, happy, cheerful, kind of goofy friendship between two people that are complete opposites to a much darker, like, they're trying to kill the Wicked Witch of the West. You know, that's the whole story. And so, yeah, I mean, it's just a darker tone. Honestly, it's the pacing in it is terrible. I was telling Rachel that for the first hour, I was struggling to stay awake.
Wow.
Yeah, it's rough. I think I ended up giving it a 2.5 out of 5.
Yikes.
Yeah. It's now again, it looks good. I mean, the costumes are great. The set design is okay.
Same feel as the first one?
And I will say that I think a lot of the problem that the second one is running into compared to the first is the first one ends on such a dynamic musical. I mean, like, it's a musical high.
Big payoff.
Yeah, I mean, it's the a lot of people are kind of familiar with those songs in that first half. The second one, they're just, nothing sticks with you. It's kind of, it's just, nothing is super, and here it comes, kind of like, we're building to a crescendo.
Was the play like that? Did the second half of the play?
I never saw
you didn't
the play.
See it?
Okay. Yeah, so I read the book, which is not at all like the play in the movie. So I enjoyed the book, but like I was telling her, it's much darker, which is the stuff I kind of lean into. But I don't know. It's just going to be a rough one. I mean, I'm sorry for people. Now, I think now in saying that, I went and saw this with the general population, not critics, and everyone around me was sobbing.
Oh.
And I felt bad because I actually laughed. I couldn't help it because everybody was like, I was so bored watching this movie, and the people sitting next to me were just, and I apologize if you heard me laugh in the theater. I was not laughing at you. I was just laughing that I was not feeling what they were. And I'm assuming that it's people who had seen the play,
yeah,
or had really, really resonated. Like, there are some people that movies really hit, you know, like those Avatar people.
Yeah.
I don't want to be, I know I'm sounding insulting. I don't mean to be, but sometimes there's a movie that really hits with somebody and they just want to immerse themselves in that world and they feel everything. And God bless them. It's just, that's not it. Now, Ariana Grande, she's good. She still is doing her comedic kind of goofy role, but that's about the only high point.
What else have you seen since we saw you?
Well, I will say I have seen it, but this weekend on Netflix comes at Train Dreams.
Yes. Oh, I'm ready.
I'm really interested in what you had, because again, you like those
quiet,
very atmospheric kind of movies, and it's a lot of forest and trains.
Love
and
it.
Just scenery. So I'm really interested in seeing what your point of view is on that. Outside of that, I'll next week,
No, you're here.
Okay.
You're not on that thin of ice.
You're just talking about what I'm going to watch.
Well, next Thursday, none of us are here, so I guess Wednesday, right?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah. No, I'm going to watch my guests closer, and I'm like, I don't know if I'm coming back. I'll talk about Knives Out, which I did see the third one. I did enjoy. I did. I really did like that. I think that Josh O'Connor can do what Glenn Powell wasn't able to do, and that's carry a movie.
See, I need to see the second one again because I really didn't like it.
You don't have to.
I liked the first one, didn't like the second one.
Most people weren't as thrilled with the second one. They thought it was too many characters, really bloated storyline. So you're not in the minority.
The first one wasn't subtle, but the second one just seemed like everyone was jumping out going like, I'm so campy. And you're like,
right.
Yes, you are.
They were very much caricatures. Everybody was a caricature. You know, you had the alpha male and Dave Bautista, and you had the airy, flighty influencer with Kate Hudson. Yeah, so, I mean, I think it was just kind of all over the place. A little bloated. Too much story.
Anything new streaming that you're watching? Excited about?
I'm finally going to catch the last Conjuring movie. I never did see that in the theater, so I'm interested in seeing that. There's a movie called Oh Hi. It's a romantic movie. I shouldn't say it's a romantic movie because it's definitely, but you think it is, and it does not go that way, which I think some people enjoying those kind of off-kilter rom-coms. Again, it's not a romantic movie. Once you see it, you're going to be like, there's nothing romantic here. But yeah, I think that people will enjoy that. Yeah, there's just like I said, I was excited about Train Dreams finally coming on Netflix, so.
Yeah, I'm excited about that one, too. It's Friday, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I keep thinking this week is Thanksgiving.
It's weird. It's,
I was like, oh, I got a 4-day weekend. I'll watch it.
It's a weird week. Yeah.
Well, to be fair, we also have a huge event on a Thursday.
Yeah.
So it feels like, you know.
Holiday.
True.
I like the title Train Dreams.
Yeah.
It's just nice. That sounds cozy. I think I'm going to watch that one too.
It is. Now, it is a little emotional. He does go through some rough patches, but overall.
Fast forward through those parts.
It's a very.
Give me more train, less dreams.
Less dreaming train guy. But no, very beautiful movie. I wish it would have had a bigger theater release like most people were wanting for Frankenstein. I mean, the difference in watching it on
Frankenstein.
Frankenstein is...
You didn't see that yet, did you?
Not yet. That's coming, though.
Yeah. Now, you know, in the novel, he is considered beautiful.
I didn't know that.
Yes. Yes, he actually... They say that because Victor Frankenstein took all of the best parts of humans and sewed them together, and he actually says he's beautiful, and it's just the eyes that he said are kind of soulless and gray and hollow. So he says he's a beautiful man. It's just the eyes give it away.
Which is interesting because in this one, everyone keeps talking about how emotive
his eyes are.
His eyes are.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I think he did a great job. I think it was game changing for him.
Yeah. I need to see it again. I often change my mind. And I didn't hate it. I liked it.
Right.
But I didn't love it.
Right.
And I wanted to love it. But I'm very much known for, like, the first time I saw Anchorman, I hated Anchorman.
Oh, really?
It was the dumbest movie I'd ever seen in my life.
I mean, it is dumb, but yeah.
And then I saw it again, like, pretty quickly, and I'm like, oh, what are you thinking?
This right.
This is great.
Yeah.
Same way with Ricky Bobby.
Oh, Talladega Nights.
I was so angry after that movie.
Why?
Because it was, again, like, I have made my living in being stupid, so I love stupid stuff, but it was just stupid without being funny. And then I saw it again.
Right.
And once again, I'm like, I don't know what you were thinking. It was, now, I've never seen Anchorman 2.
It's not as good.
Yeah.
It's fine, though.
Yeah, I watched it once, and it was nice to watch once, but it's not like an all-timer.
Correct.
Yeah.
No, it's fine, though.
Yeah, it's not as quotable as the first one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Ray, so let's take a quick break. We'll be right back. We'll do a little DJS happy hour after this. Make sure you're with us tomorrow for KMO X Day from 8 in the morning until 6:30 in the evening.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora a solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3. Selección varía por tienda. Solo en tiendas selectas hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 322. Big day today. Coming up in about 20 minutes is Dave Murray's winter forecast. Probably my favorite forecast of the year because I'm not anxious. There's really not much he could say that's going to daunt me.
I'm glad you enjoy it.
Yeah. I'm glad you enjoy summer. Freak.
Yeah, freak.
So let's do DJ's happy hour. We might not even get past this because, Wheels, I walked in on you telling Janelle about your weekend. Wheels was away in Atlanta for his sister-in-law's celebration of life. God rest her soul. And you have friends from France.
Yeah, yeah, some of our best friends.
And they came over.
Yeah.
And you took them where?
It's Costco.
That's awesome.
First, you have to understand, like, on one day, so the day of the memorial, the morning, we had to run out and do some things. My friend from France, his name is Emmanuel, his wife is Stephanie, and we went out to, like, Emmanuel and I went to deliver all the alcohol to the venue, brought all the beer, the wine, and everything, and then on the way back, he needed to stop at the pharmacy, so I took him into a CVS, and he was like, this is a pharmacy? Because in France, if you're in a pharmacy, it's just the pharmacy part. It's like a, remember, like old school, like here, the old school, like you walk in the front door and there's a chemist at the back and he's at a counter and there's just stuff. And it's like, wait a minute. He's like, there's dog food. I'm like, yep. And there's real food. And then there's toys and the and there's makeup. And it was just crazy. And when taking him into Costco, it was just mind blowing. Like it literally everything. There's furniture, Christmas ornaments, lawnmowers, grills, computers, and TVs.
Did they seem to think it was cool or more like you guys are?
Oh, no, I think they liked it. It was cool. They're like, this is really, and they thought it was cool that, like, it wasn't super expensive. Like, they bought a bunch of stuff there that they told me directly, like, if we bought this in France just at a regular, you know, big, like, regular, their big box stores, it would be triple the cost of what they're paying for it. Like, ski gloves, as an example.
Do they have anything even comparable?
To Costco, no. No, I mean, they have supermarkets like, you know, that are similar to our supermarkets. And they have bigger stores like sporting goods stores. But everything's more specific. I shouldn't say everything.
Like a Target?
The majority of things are more specific. Kind of the way they used to be here, right?
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's not so much superstore with the grocery store and the pharmacy. And, oh, by the way, you can get tires here, too. Like, it's not like that. It's more like each thing is its own, which is the way it used to be here.
And then you went to Bucky's on the way home?
I went to Bucky's on the way back. I'd never been. I had been to Bucky's before on baseball road trips, but Susan hadn't been. And Bucky's is awesome. It's like it's similar with Wally's, right? It's the same idea, except I feel like they had more clothes and, like, souvenirs and stuff at Bucky's.
The
like,
Bucky's
you could buy jackets and stuff. Yeah.
I know a couple of people who have, like, Bucky's shorts and stuff. I'm like, I need to get a pair of those.
It was pretty great. How was the fudge?
Delicious.
Good.
Yeah.
Really
they had
good.
A whole stacks of fudge. Apparently, they're famous for it, so I bought a box.
Which
if
is,
you would like some,
no,
Janelle.
Which I appreciate that, which is crazy because the weekend we went to Bucky's, we stopped off at Uranus and got fudge. We stopped off at the Uranus Fudge
Factory. That's where the best fudge comes from.
And and let me tell you something. They lean into those jokes.
Oh, I know.
Oh, my God.
I know.
All the billboards,
No, I mean, like, everybody in the
store
is, like, I can't even say the things
It was one of my worst moments of my career. I was very early on, and I learned about Uranus, Missouri.
Right.
And I didn't realize that they got the joke. So I had the guy on, and I'm like, still tell me about your anus. And he's like, well, I'd love to talk about my anus. And I'm just like, I'm like, oh, I think something just happened here.
Like I said, I wish I could say the things they ask you when you're picking out the fudge you want to take
back. Isn't that funny? One trick pony, but it's been there for years.
Yeah, it's insane. Yeah, but some great fudge.
It's good to hear the fudge is actually good, because that would stink if they had, like, so to speak.
But,
if they had that whole thing, and then it's like, oh, it wasn't even good.
I saw that there is a city, I believe it's in Florida, but I could be wrong, where they have they've outlawed pickleball.
What?
Why? Because of the noise?
Yeah, mostly the noise.
Oh, is it the fights?
But they were also, they said that the people are very annoying, and they're very loud, and they're keeping people up. And I guess, like, I've not played pickleball, but I guess it's like dink, dink, dink.
Yeah,
there's a whole lot of that. So.
That's fine by me.
Is it a late night sport?
Well, probably
in
older
Florida,
people.
In Florida, you're going to want to play some when the sun goes down.
That's so funny that
not
I have
like
a lighted
late,
pickleball court.
Aren't they all, you know, supper by four?
Don't but that means time for pickleball before bed.
At 7.
At 7?
Right, right.
When you were saying it's too loud, I'm thinking, like, are they breaking some sort of, like, noise ordinance? At, like, is there heavy on 11 p.m. pickleball?
I got to stop making fun of people going to bed at 7:30. I was in bed last night at 8:45. I had to get up early to do Fox 2, and I didn't sleep all night because of that, because I'm a freak, and I just sit there and I look at the clock and look at the clock. But once it's dark... Like
It's time for bed. Like, just go to bed. Who cares?
Pressed lips and tender hips turning in my head.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. Kind of a weird day today. We are in a different studio, which is why there's no stream today. because as we speak, Studio B, the primary KMOX studio, is being cleaned and prettied up because tomorrow is KMOX Day, and from 8 in the morning until 6:30 in the evening, we are all switching places and switching hours and switching partners, and we're going to be presenting Costas and just a bunch of the OGs. It's going to be really, really fun, so we hope that you'll join us. Today's a special day on the DGS because it is Dave Murray's winter forecast brought to you by Saliga Heating and Cooling. Dave, it's always exciting, man.
Yes, it is. The pickleball story is Carmel, California.
Okay.
But it's happening all over the country.
Really?
People are really revolting against it, yes.
People just had enough, huh?
It's just too noisy. It is. The game has changed. We can talk about this at a later date, but the game, I used to play it all the time. I hate it now.
Very interesting.
I've never played it and I hate it. So,
Dave, before we get into the weather forecast, give people out there an idea of the work that goes into it.
It's a lot. You know, it's kind of a continuous thing because we do this seasonally. So there's four of these a year. And I just don't all of a sudden pick it up. You're kind of playing around with it all the time, looking at ocean patterns, volcano patterns, all kinds of stuff in the atmosphere. October in the winter one gives us a pretty good clue of what could be coming up during the 3 months of winter. So it's kind of a constant thing. You know, I'm a weirdo. I'm walking the dogs. I'm thinking I want to have fun with the dogs, but I'm also thinking about short-term and long-term weather because that's about all I think about.
Yeah, I get it. I know you love it. Okay, before the winter forecast, let's go through the weekend.
Yeah, we've got a very slow moving low pressure system that's coming up and over us, so we have a wet stretch coming up. Late showers really towards morning tonight. The evening's going to be okay as far as lack of rain, but it's chilly. A lot of clouds, periods of rain, a couple of thunderstorms around Thursday, 65, periods of rain, some storms Thursday night, Friday, periods of rain, spot storm 62, and rain will continue into Friday evening. Still thinking this is going to blow out in time for the weekend. Saturday and Sunday, mostly sunny skies, 62 on Saturday, 64 on Sunday, long range for Thanksgiving. It's looking quiet right now, but it looks like a trend towards colder temperatures as we go through the Thanksgiving weekend.
Okay, you ready to go?
Sure, why not?
Let's talk about December.
All right, December, just a couple of things to put in your head. Average high, average low, 44 and 28. Average rainfall, about 2.5 inches. Average snowfall, 3.2 inches. One of the nice things about December is when we start the month, the sunset is at 4:40. When we end the month, it's at 4:50. So we start to gain some daylight back. Yeah. Get past winter. Okay, December should be a very interesting month. I'm going to walk way out on a limb here, and that's going to get a lot of interest, I think, from a lot of folks. A neutral La Nina, a neutral pattern as far as Pacific Ocean temperatures are concerned, and late season hurricane action. Remember Melissa, it was a mean one. They're pushing me out on the limb. So this is either going to be a fantastic forecast or you're going to watch me crash and burn. But
right.
I like where I'm headed right now. Winter sets in. We'll see wild swings, much like October and November. There's going to be lots of cold weather over much of Alaska, much of Canada, with a big developing snowpack. So that becomes the start of the highway of cold times, especially when you combine it with water temperatures along the West Coast, which are warm, and cold temperatures along the East Coast, especially from the Mid-Atlantic region through New England. Want to bring a cold shot in early December and then again late December. Let's think after the 20th. Keep that date in mind.
All right.
Will this be a one-and-done kind of cold shot? I don't think so. Thinking when we add up the month, temperatures will be near to a touch below average. However, with a cold snap early and late, temperatures in the middle will be above average. So it's going to be really swinging in the month of December. December records are intense, not expecting any records high or low as far as St. Louis is concerned. Moisture is going to be interesting. We always play with the atmospheric battle of the northern and the southern storm tracks. The northern track, the Alberta Clipper flow, and the southern track brings the tricky southwest storms. We've kind of seen a few of these southwest systems already. Both flows in play, but I don't see a big punch from either flow. So my thinking is rainfall and snowfall will be below average when looking at the entire month. Now, that brings up the Christmas forecast. I like to do a one-day long-range forecast because I'm a little bit crazy. Dealing with a seesaw pattern, but with a cold snap that I'm expecting towards the end of the month in my forecast, and everything has to link together. Again, moisture, rain, and snow below average for the month. However, because I'm expecting a cold snap, drum roll, please.
Here we go.
This Christmas, 2025, I'm expecting a white Christmas in St. Louis. Yeehaw.
How long's it been since that, Dave?
2022, I believe.
Okay. That's so exciting.
We don't look at it. I'm not looking for a big storm system, mm-hmm. but I think there could be enough snow to greet us for the holiday period. Things to look for in December. The great horned owls begin courting. You can hear them hooing. Check out the sky. Easy to spot the winter constellation Orion, and bald eagles start to arrive in fairly good numbers during the month of December.
Awesome.
Rachel, do you see the bald eagles in Grafton?
Oh, yeah. But the thing is, a lot of people think that, like, vultures are the... Because, you know, you don't see them all the time, so you see this bird flying around. You're like, it's an eagle. No, oftentimes it's not. But no, I've seen my share on the River Road, for sure.
It's really cool. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, January, Dave. River Road.
All right, January. We're looking at an average high and low of 40 and 23. Average snowfall, 5.7. Average rainfall, about 2.5 inches. Let's flip the overall setup in the atmosphere. Wicked cold air over Canada, but in January, it's going to struggle to release over the middle of the nation. It will go over the Great Lakes in the Northeast, but missing us for the most part. We should start the new year off with a cold spell if my December ideas come true, but this is not going to be a winter month in January. The weak to neutral pattern in the Pacific in play, but just not impressed with it at all. Could the late December cold snap be the end of winter? Of course not.
No.
As a result, I'm thinking temperatures will end up to be above average in January. Not a lot above average, but above average as the deep cold stays in Canada and shifts to the Great Lakes in the Northeast. January thaw, we always talk about that, but since I'm expecting above average temperatures, there's no January thaw because overall the month is going to be okay. As for records, the powerful cold is to our north and northeast. Records for the heart of winter are really intense. January records will be hard to come by, so no records high or low. The core storm track for the first 2 weeks is going to be well to our north, keeping moisture and the cold air away. Anything we see should be mainly rain. However, expecting one intrusion of this cold air from the north and a storm system at the same time coming out of the Texas Panhandle, leading the way for the cold. It's a one-shot deal as far as January is concerned, but let's think mid to late month. I'm not going to hold my breath over it, but I think that's the best shot of seeing any snow in January. So one solid shot, it'd be a winter mix because it's a southwest storm, rain, sleet, and ice going to snow on the backside. Way too early for the exact track and numbers or anything like that, but it's something we're going to watch. Rainfall will be below average, and snowfall will be below average. It's not a snow-free month, but because I'm doing that one-shot system, mm-hmm. but I don't think we're going to see a lot. Things to look for in January. Look for the red-tailed hawks perched on the highways. They're looking for food. Watch for chickadees feeding up and down the trees, and beavers begin breeding this month. That's January.
Nice. How about the worst month of the year, February?
Yeah, there you go, for a number of reasons. Average high and low, 45 and 27. Average snowfall, 4.3 inches. This is going to be an interesting month in our weather with the analogs I'm riding on, kind of looking back in past history, and a weak to really neutral La Nina pattern. I'm not excited about La Nina at all. And warm waters along the West Coast, cool along the East Coast. I'm thinking this is going to be the coldest month of the winter season. The setup should allow building cold that's over the Arctic and Canada to release into the middle of the nation, two, maybe three intrusions of Arctic cold to come in. So that's going to be interesting when we start to throw some moisture in with it. Let's think cold with below average temperatures and even some record low temperatures are possible at night. So this is pretty intense cold that I'm going with, though records are really tough to come by. I wouldn't be surprised if we set one. With that said, the entire month will not be deep cold. Temperatures will bounce. There will be a couple of mild spells. So we're not digging into the Arctic and staying there. That rarely happens. It has happened for us, but it's not going to happen this particular month. But surges from the north will remind us it's still very much winter. As for moisture, the northern storm track will dip over us. We could get a system that comes screaming out of the southwest. So if we can link the cold and the moisture, we should see that link. I wouldn't be surprised a couple of times in the month of February. So 2 to 3 storm systems, a mix of clippers and the southwest flow. Rainfall will be near average. Snowfall will be near to even a little above average. It only takes one storm system to get us above average for snowfall. So all you snow bunnies, keep those little tails wagging. As for the winter season, the snow season runs into early April, but for the 3 months of winter, thinking snowfall will be below average. 13 inches or less. The average is 16 to 17. So we have a little hope anyway. Red flower buds and the silver maple swell with the first warm spell in February. Chickadees begin to sing. They're the first bird songs of the year. So if you start to hear some birds singing in February, those are the chickadees. They're singing, well, my, you little chickadee. Look for robins returning in large flocks. Now, there are robins that stay year-round, but there's kind of two groups. The smart ones that go south, mm-hmm. and the ones that just like to stay here.
Excellent.
There you go.
Excellent. I love
it. Dave.
And I love that you're taking some chances. That's great.
Yeah, some chances in that forecast.
Awesome. Dave, when will this be up on Facebook?
Yeah, you know, give me about 10, 15 minutes. I'll go to Facebook and search Dave Murray's Weather. It will be there. Of course, the daily forecast is there and assorted other things that pop up.
All right, buddy. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
You got it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora a solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas, hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.
Back, guys, DGS 352. Happy Wednesday to you. Kind of a gloomy day out there. Janelle sitting in with us for one more segment. Top of the hour, Matt Pauly is going to join us from the sports department. Maybe we'll talk sports. Maybe we won't. We don't know. Rach, you had a story about a St. Charles County judge who got himself into a little bit of a pickle.
Yeah, I saw this in St. Louis Magazine. So this judge's name is Matthew Thornhill. And apparently he dressed like Elvis Presley in court on Halloween. And I'm looking at a picture of him now. He's got on sunglasses. He's got on a huge Elvis wig, like the type you would see an impersonator wearing if you were getting married in Vegas or something. And I guess he was even doing an impression of Elvis from the bench.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And, you know, this was not okay with a lot of people. And they've had to, you know, make some adjustments here. And there's an agreement now with the Missouri Supreme Court's Commission on Retirement, Removal, and Discipline. So he's going to serve a 6-month unpaid suspension. And then after that, he's actually going to be allowed to return as a judge for 18 months. And I was wondering, like, well, why would he be allowed to return? Well, it seems like they're doing him a solid here. Missouri judges who are 62 years old and older and have served at least 20 years are able to retire with full benefits. So that 18-month stint would allow him to retire with 20 years of serving. You know, he says he, you know, regrets doing this. I think a lot of people probably look at this situation and think like, oh, this is silly. Like, what's the big deal here? But Dave, wouldn't you agree when it comes to the courtroom, like, there really is no room for joking around or levity. As he said, he was trying to bring levity to the situation. The courtroom doesn't seem like a place for levity.
No, no.
I mean, if he's in traffic court, maybe.
I'm sorry to say that. If it's 7 p.m. and the worst offense there is having tall weeds in your yard.
Right.
Okay.
Did you hear? It was like he made irrelevant references to Elvis or song lyrics during court proceedings. He also asked litigants and witnesses if they wanted to be sworn into Elvis music and played music while entering the courtroom or performing other court business.
I'm surprised they're going to let him come back. That's pretty bad. That's pretty bad.
That's
I mean, you failed the idiot test.
I know.
It's the same test that, like, people... just don't do the dumb thing. If you want to be an Elvis impersonator, do that on Saturday and Sunday. Don't do it in your main job.
Well, when I first saw the story, I'm like, oh, he's got to be like a young guy, doesn't know what's going on. No, I mean, he's above the age of 62 and almost has 20 years of service under his belt. He really should know better.
You live by the sword, you die by the sword. Thank you, Janelle. Appreciate it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas, hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.